Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was calling because I have a charge on my account, which I didn't order anything from there for that amount of money, and I'm reporting it as fraud.
Can I have your zip code?
33901.
So first and last.
Huh?
First and last name.
Last name is Bankston. Bankston. And somebody they try to charge it again, but I did not place an order to you guys.
Can you verify the address?
2346 Winkler Avenue, apartment K105.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that address.
2346 Winkler, W-I-N-K-E-R, Avenue, 105.
All right, thank you. I do have an account located. I'm showing that on January the 31st, you completed a survey to receive a neck massager.
I got that, and that was only $7.95. That's all I ordered.
So when you completed that survey, it had terms and conditions that stated upon completion of the survey, you will be automatically opting into a Factory Direct savings store. The membership fee for the Factory Direct store is $54.97. Each month that you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card by email to an online web store. And you'll charge.
Can you cancel that? I did not check that box. And I will send back the neck massager.
All right, I have it canceled for you.
Cancel immediately, and I'll send back the neck massager, and you guys can refund $7.95.
We can't refund $7.95. You agreed to pay the shipping and handling. We do not have a return policy.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna pay the $54 because I cannot approve that.
Okay.
That should be canceled immediately today.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.
Hello, Ms. Bankston?
Yes.
All right. So I know and I've heard that you contacted already the customer service about this one. And you are telling him that you don't want to be charged for the $54.87, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, for that, Mr. Ms. Bankston, he hung up. And I don't know what he wanted to do on the account, but yes, you have the option for you to contact them. And for the $54 that you was being charged, you can go ahead and try to contact them maybe later. By any
I'm
chance,
I'm still on the line, you guys. I'm not off the line.
Oh, I thought your audio disconnected already. So I just want to, okay, this is Lloyd of Capital One from Fraud Transaction Department on a recorded line. I know who am I speaking with today.
This is Trey.
I'm sorry, can you spell out your first name?
This is Trey.
Trey?
T-R-A-Y.
Oh, Trey. Oh, Trey. Well, for that one, I need you to give her a confirmation about the $54.97 that it should be refunded. But
I can give her a 35% refund on that charge.
Oh, I see, because you don't have a return policy, right?
I can give her a 35% refund on that charge.
All right, no worries. So, Ms. Benson, have you heard it?
I don't agree with him with that because of the fact I never did click to be in that. I do feel it was a scam. I'm going to pursue to get my, for them to first cancel it. They should not be charging my card anymore. And I'm going to pursue to seek higher assistance with that because that was definitely a scam.
The most I can offer you is a 50% refund.
Right now, I just want you to cancel it and to cancel that charge. And you can send me a letter in regards to that.
Do you want the 50% refund?
I want it canceled, and I want it taken off totally.
All right, I have you fully refunded and canceled.
All right, thank you very much. Can you send me a letter in regards to that, please?
No, I can't. I can provide you with a cancellation number.
Okay, could you give me the cancellation number, please?
That's C as in cancel, 258-918-019.
All right, thank you very much for your service. And thank you, Capital One, for your service and your patience on waiting. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Thank you for calling customer service.
So is there anything else? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Okay.